If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We're happy again today to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a wonderful day to be alive. This is the day that God hath made, and the Bible admonishes us to be glad and rejoice in it. This is the Lord's Day. The Lord's Day means a time of worship, a time of meditation upon spiritual things. God's Day, the Lord's Day, Sunday, is the barrier between the sacred and the secular. All week long you've been involved and bothered with and encumbered with the things of the world. Now today is your opportunity to be in the house of God, to worship the Lord Jesus, and to fellowship with God's people. What a privilege this is. Did you know, my friend, that while you're listening to this radio broadcast, all over the world, multiplied millions would give everything they own if they had a place to go today. If they had a Bible, remember that while you're reading your Bible, more than 1,700 languages and dialects worldwide have never had one verse of Scripture printed in them. So around the world, men are begging for the gospel. They're begging for the Bible and for the truth. And here in America, we are taking it for granted. Don't let that be your case today. Don't take for granted that God has given you another day to live and a day to worship. Make your plans right now. Resolve in your heart to put God and the church first in your life today. We here at Worth Baptist Church extend to you and to your family a cordial invitation to come and share with us the good things of the Lord today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every age and every grade level, for every member of your family. Our textbook is the Bible only, as we continue in our series of studies in the Gospel according to John. The motto of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Worship is a family affair at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you to come today and bring the family. And why not share it with someone else? Bring a neighbor. Let's have a great hour. Something exciting is going to happen today at Worth Baptist Church, and God is doing wonderful things for us, and we want to share them with you. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. I will continue in the series of messages this evening entitled 1975 in Prophecy. What a wonderful year to be alive. All the events that are happening worldwide are pointing to the end of this age and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. My message tonight will be entitled, The Wine of God's Wrath. I will base this message on the Revelation chapter 14. There's no greater book in all the Bible than the book of the Revelation. It tells us about what's happening today in our world. It tells us about the stage being set for the last dictator. It tells us about the coming of the Antichrist, who is going to rule over all this earth in a false peace. It tells us more than that of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will bring peace on a permanent basis and righteousness to all the nations of earth. There's conflict in Washington today and in the capitals of the world. There's an uneasiness all over the world today, but the Word of God tells us what we can expect and when it's coming. So tonight, my message entitled, The Wine of God's Wrath, that'll be at 7 o'clock in the Sunday evening service. We'd be happy to have you come and share it with us. Some of you have been planning to visit Worth Baptist Church. Why not make it today? This would be a wonderful hour for you, your family, and your friends to attend Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street, in Fort Worth. Last year we purchased 14 acres of ground just off of Loop 820 adjoining the Fort Worth State School property on which we plan to build in the near future. We ask you to join with us in prayer that God will meet the needs and God will open the doors and God will make it possible for us to move soon in that direction. In the meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to share the blessings of God with us today. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. If you would like the cassette tapes of the messages delivered on Worth Baptist Hour or the messages delivered in the services of Worth Baptist Church, we invite you to write this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, What is Happening to Our World? I'm going to read from 1 John chapter 2, beginning at verse 15. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee for the opportunity that Thou hast provided us to voice the gospel of redeeming grace again today. We thank Thee for our city, for our nation, and we pray today for the leaders of our city, for our newly elected mayor. We pray that You would help him to guide our city in the right direction. For our president, for our congressmen, we pray, dear Lord, that You would guide them in national and international affairs in the right direction. And may the hearts of men all over the world be turned to Christ today. Bless those who are sick and afflicted, those who have crises in their lives and problems and difficulties and death, those who have decisions to make today and tomorrow. We ask that the Holy Spirit would grant a special portion of Thy grace and Thy strength in this hour. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of Jesus Christ, Thy Son and our Savior, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. What is happening to our world? We are living in a disharmonized, decaying, and disintegrating world. People everywhere are paralyzed by fear, threatened by war, and infected by sin. Our world is characterized by such words as heartache, sorrow, famine, war, poverty, disease, pestilence, selfishness, disappointments, anxiety, injustice, and insecurity. We are in trouble economically, politically, governmentally, educationally, morally, and spiritually. Some of the questions that people are asking today are these. Where do we go from here? What can we expect tomorrow? And who can offer us the solution to our perplexing problems of the 20th century? Perhaps the leading question is embodied in the topic for my message today. What is happening to our world? Have you thought about it lately? Have you read the headlines of the paper? Have you seen the news on television? Have you heard it on the radio? What is happening to our world? First of all, I would ask, what is happening prophetically in our world? Without apology, without hesitation, and without reservation, I say to you today that I believe that the next great event on God's timetable of events is the return of Jesus Christ for the rapture of the saints. Let it be known today that we believe in the premillennial, pre-tribulation coming of Jesus Christ. We believe the Bible teaches us that the end of this age is near, and Jesus Christ is coming soon. While we do not know the day nor the hour, and only a fool would speculate. We need not be taken unaware by this event, because we do have signs that point to the end of the age and the coming of Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks clearly of the things that will come to pass in the last days prior to His return. Let us consider some of these things right now. First of all, there's the universal cry for peace. Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 at verse 3. When they cry peace and safety, sudden destruction cometh. There's the period of perilous times that Paul talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 3. He speaks of difficult, trying times when men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God, when they shall have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. We're living in those days today, days that are characterized by people being unthankful, by people being disobedient to parents, by all of these things that we see in our newspapers every day. We could write 1975 across this passage of Scripture, because these things are coming to pass. And the Bible also speaks of widespread lawlessness in the last days. You heard the reports of the FBI last week. Nationally, crime is up 17%. Well, in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 12, our Lord Jesus speaks about lawlessness abounding in the days prior to His return. There's a universal unrest that the Bible speaks of in Isaiah chapter 57 at verse 20. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. There's the universal war and rumors of war that the Bible speaks about. Look at Cambodia. Look at Vietnam. The problems that exist in Southeast Asia today say to us that the Scriptures are being fulfilled when the godless, ruthless hand of communism is taking over countries in Asia. But the Bible tells us about it in Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. Jesus said, there shall be wars and rumors of war, and nation shall rise against nation. And that's what's happening in 1975. And then in the book of Daniel, the prophet speaks of increased travel and increased knowledge in Daniel 12:4. These are signs of the end time. The Bible also speaks of worldwide famine, and we're facing it not only in the Asian countries, but in our own country. The experts are now telling us that in the United States of America, we have only a 21-day supply of food in reserve. They are saying, the experts are saying, that we are one crop failure away from disaster in America. So, my friend, the worldwide famine that John will talk about in the Revelation chapter 6, when the black horse of famine rides, the stage is now being set for that, with famine that's widespread in the 20th century. Then there's the international greed. Nations are after the oil of the Middle East. There's the movement of the Jews from 1917 to 1967. Outstanding events that have happened to the Jewish people that signal the end of this age and the coming of Christ. You see, the Bible says that Israel must be restored to her own land before Jesus Christ can come and reign from Jerusalem over all the earth. What happened in 1917? The Balfour Declaration, declaring Palestine as a homeland. In 1948, the declaration of Israel by the United Nations as a sovereign, independent state. In 1967, the Jews conquered the city of Jerusalem. In 50 short years, these things have happened, and the land today, in keeping with prophecy, is blossoming and producing as it never has done before. Isaiah says that that land shall blossom like a desert, a rose in a desert. And that's exactly what's happening in Israel today. So the movement of the Jew, the action that's being taken concerning the nation Israel today, these things point to the end of the age and the coming of the Lord Jesus. Then there's the widespread mental disturbance in the world. Luke 21:25 tells us there shall be distress of nations. Did you know that 50% of all the hospital beds in America are occupied by people who have mental problems? Did you know that one out of every 10 Americans born in this century will spend some time in a mental hospital? What about universal fear? Luke 21:26, Jesus said men's hearts would fail them for fear. What about the scoffers who come and say, where is the promise of His coming? 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. What about the moral decay? Jesus said in Luke chapter 17, verses 26 and 27, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. What about the widespread departure from the faith? My friend, many today are turning away from the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 at verse 1, Paul will write, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's what's happening in 1975. The so-called Satanist movement, the sons of Satan, devil worship, demon worship, all of these things characterize the last days prior to the coming of Jesus Christ. When we bring all of these things together, they spell the doom of this world system and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven for His own. This is what's happening around the world prophetically in 1975. Then the second question, what is happening to the principle of right and wrong in our world today? What a permissive society we're living in. There are no absolutes in our society anymore. We hear a lot about the new morality, but the new morality is nothing more than the old immorality dressed up in garments of modern-day promiscuity. I am of this persuasion. If it were wrong to cheat and steal and lie when Moses wrote the Ten Commandments, it's wrong today. If it were wrong to covet and curse and commit adultery when Moses wrote those commandments, it's wrong now. If it were wrong to dishonor and disobey parents when Moses wrote the Ten Commandments, it's wrong in 1975. If it were wrong to worship idols in those days, it's wrong today. If wine was a mocker, and strong drink was raging when Solomon wrote it in Proverbs chapter 20, the same is true today. My friend, we are living in an hour when men don't know the difference or don't give or make any difference in right and wrong. But what is right is right, and what is wrong is wrong. What is wrong? What is sinful? The Bible says that anything that is contrary to the laws of God is a sin. Anything that desecrates and defiles your body is wrong, because your body as a Christian is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Anything that dishonors the name of Christ is wrong. Anything that desecrates the house of God, the day of God, or the book of God is a sin. Anything that grieves the Spirit of God is wrong. Anything that discredits the gospel of Jesus Christ is sinful and wrong. And my friend, today, in a world that is mad and mixed up and materialistic, we must draw some lines. We must stand our ground. We must declare the truth. We must not compromise our convictions in this hour when men are saying everything's right and nothing is wrong. But I've come to tell you today that sin is sin. It's just as sinful as it was when the Bible was written. So, the thing that's happening to right and wrong must be reversed. We must declare what is right in light of the Scripture and what is wrong. The third question that I would ask today is this: what is happening to the preaching of the gospel? Paul charged young Timothy to preach the word. Where are the Elijahs of God today? Where are the John the Baptist? Where are the great heroes of the faith who refuse to compromise the message of the gospel? Gone are the days when men preached without fear of the devil or favor of man. Gone are the days when men rolled up their spiritual sleeves and wielded the sword of the Spirit with a mighty power of God upon them. Gone are the days when men preached the whole counsel of God, plus nothing and minus nothing. Gone are the days when men preached the imminent return of Christ. My friend, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you heard a message on the second coming of Jesus Christ? When did your preacher preach on Christ coming last? When did he talk about the end of the age and the coming of the Lord Jesus? Gone are the days, I repeat, when men are declaring the imminent coming of Jesus Christ. This is an hour of confusion, chaos, and consternation. Men need in this hour more than ever before the unadulterated, uncompromised, unpolluted, unpolished, and untarnished truth of the Word of God. And we aim to give just that through Worth Baptist Hour and here at Worth Baptist Church. Some of you might be asking in this moment, in view of what you've said, preacher, that's happening to the world, what should I do? I recommend three things. Number one, prepare immediately for the coming of Christ. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Secondly, you should wait patiently for His coming. Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica, "May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ." The third thing I would recommend you do, watch longingly for the coming of the Lord, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. These three things, prepare immediately, wait patiently, and watch longingly for the coming of Jesus Christ, the Lord from heaven. I have a footnote and then I shall be through. There's a new world coming. In 1965 at the World's Fair, the General Electric Company used as their motto, "There will be a bright tomorrow." My friend, I've got good news for you in 1975, and I base it on the Word of God. There is going to be a bright tomorrow for every born-again believer. There is a new world. John tells us about it in the Revelation chapter 21, where Jesus declares He will make all things new. Are you ready for that new world? The only way you can be ready for a bright tomorrow and the new world of God is to have your faith anchored in Jesus Christ. Church membership is not enough. Baptism will not suffice. Partaking of the Lord's Supper is not sufficient. There is but one way for you to be ready for the new world that God has awaiting for His saints. And that is for you to experience the new birth by a simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ. All you need to do right now by your radio is confess your sins. Admit that you're a sinner. Ask God to forgive you. Ask Jesus Christ to save you. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." The Bible declares that whosoever, and that means you, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can experience it right now, and you'll be ready for the new world tomorrow. As we leave the broadcast, let me remind you once again that we would be happy to have you come and share the blessings of God with us here at Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning service at 11, our evening service at 7. Don't forget the special message tonight at 7 o'clock entitled, "The Wine of God's Wrath." I hope that you'll come and bring your friends today to Worth Baptist Church. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.